Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and this is Diane Reeves, Better Day.
There were four generations of love on her face. She was so wise, no surprise, past her eyes. She seen it all. I was a child, or about three or four. All day
we
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and that was Diary Better Days. All right, family, we're going to go within, and as we go within, we want to send lots of love and light into one of our dear, very dear sisters, Vicky Alana. Her auntie passed away this morning, about 12:31 in the morning. She made a transition fast. And so today, as you move through your day, take time to send love to our very dear sister, Zakiya Alana, and her family as they move through their process to release their auntie. All right. And all the different roles she played in her family and friends' lives. We're going to go within recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. On this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many names. And on this line, we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere presence, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So let's get ready and breathe. Family, you know we got to take in that deep breath as we call in our divine money substance this morning. This morning, we are almost at the end of our Money Love Challenge. And just because we're not posting or doing anything, we want you to continue to have a phenomenal relationship with your money this morning. And so as we pull in and the divine money substance, as we call forth divine success, health, love, joy, and all the wonderful goodness of life, we start with the breath each and every morning, because the breath is where we connect to source. The breath is where we connect. So in this right now moment, I want you to just prepare by taking in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, point of vibration, and then I want you to release the breath. I don't remember if I said hold it to the count of eight, but also hold it to the count of eight. And so as we become still, and in our stillness, I want to remind you to send love into our sister, Zakiya Alana, as she releases her auntie this morning. And as she moves through her own process, we just want to love on her this morning. And as you begin to center your mind and center your thoughts, becoming one with one, I want you to prepare to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Let's breathe again. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. And there's power in the breath. Let's breathe. Be still. Know that I am God. Breathe, family. Release. And last time, family, I just want you to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family, and I just want you to breathe. And together, in one mind, in one spirit, let's just breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, family, sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe. and release. And together, as we call forth our divine substance by repeating the words with Reverend Ike, calling forth that money substance, the presence of God within us, conditioning our mind. Together, family.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now, I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me, right here and right now. I open my mind to all of the goodness of life. I deserve it all. God wants me to have all of the goodness of life. It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life. All of the riches of life. Health, happiness, love. Success, prosperity, and money. I totally open my mind to the flow. With no reservations. I opened my mind to money. The being, doing, having power of the mind. The being, doing, having power of God in me. This is real money. This is the money that becomes every form of money that I need and want. And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward and look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind. And I see myself. I see myself as I wish to be. I see myself as a healthy person. I see myself as a happy person. I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself as a
beloved person. I see myself as a successful, prosperous person. I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
I see that I have all the money I need for every good cause.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
I see myself with
certificates of deposit. A big investment portfolio. I see myself having money making money. Money making money. Money making money. It feels wonderful. It feels good. I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money. Thank you, God in me, for money and all of the goodness of life. Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Amen, amen. Ashe, so it is. As we give thanks for all that is, we give thanks today for our money stuff, specifically being focused and being very intentional as we journey this 21 days of a money love relationship challenge that we're on. We give thanks for this opportunity right now. Give thanks. Amen. And you tuned into the Love Journey, a Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily love, and this is Kim.
Thank you.
To the love journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily love, and I was Kim right here on the love journey. Set me free. Let love set you free this morning, family. All right, family, we're going to talk about being stuck. Have you ever felt like you were stuck? I was listening to Oprah Winfrey. And she said that when she felt stuck with own and she was feeling debilitated and like she didn't know which way to go, and she was reading these awful, awful headlines about Oprah is selling that own, and she didn't know which way to go. She didn't do nothing. She got stilled. Ironically, the way in which you get unstuck is to absolutely do nothing. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but hear me out for just a second. You see, doing nothing means it's about, again, getting still and tapping into your higher wisdom. Because if you stuck, the deeper truth is, I was with a lot of people on this topic, so hear me when I say this. If you stuck, it means the deeper truth is that there's a sense of action, some overcome, some next step that you are really afraid to take. So it's not so much that you're stuck. In fact, if we're going to replace the word with stuck with the word afraid, then you and I can start to really have an honest kind of conversation this morning. So instead of saying, Janine, I'm stuck, let's just have a real conversation and say, you know what? I'm really just afraid because I really know what my next step is. I'm afraid to take that next step because I think if I take that next step, some version of my world is going to come crumbling down. And let me tell you something right now, my friend, nothing could be farther from the truth. Because when you allow yourself to trust in the higher wisdom, the presence of God that is in you, as you, all around you, and to just take a baby step in the right direction. It's incredible how things and events start to unfold. Literally, the book will fall off the shelf and hit you. The sign will be there on the freeway. When you are ready, the sign will appear. You don't want to judge how you will find in a glass of water or a video right here. The sign will be there for you. Sometimes it's just a matter of being still, following the inspired direction. Oprah said she got in the shower because she was so depressed by the idea. And not, unless you use a better word, because she didn't use depressed, she was down by the fact that she had given up her Channel 7, she had bought her own network, and it was flopping. It was, the ratings was down. Everything was going in the wrong direction. And she remembered just getting in the shower. She said she just got in the shower and began to pray. And she began to ask God, what is just the right, next right step for me? What is the next right step? And she cried out to God in the shower, Holy Spirit, direct my path right now, God. And her next inspired action was to just simply call a friend and ask that friend to pray. And in the direction of calling a friend to ask that friend to pray, he got inspired a couple sitcoms on a show, on a network. That was Tyler Perry. And when Tyler Perry got to praying and told her what he heard, that's when he came up with the Haves and the Have-Nots and that other show that helped turn the OWN network around. You see, sometimes it's just a matter of moving in the inspired direction. So you want to start looking for God, give me a sign here to move forward and help me have the courage to really take that next step. Because in the story of saying to yourself and asking me that I'm stuck, you actually allow yourself to stay small and to stay safe. And while we want you to be safe, you're on the personal growth path. You're on the spiritual path, and quite frankly, I'm not that interested in your safety as it relates to your spiritual growth, because I know that your spiritual growth requires risk. Your spiritual growth requires risk. It requires you to take that leap of faith and jump out into the unknown and trust that you know that you know that you know that nothing but God shall hold you, direct you, and lead you. You will either be called to fly or that you'll be caught on the path. So let's get honest. What step are you really afraid of taking? Here's the thing. If you say to me right now, Janine, I don't know what step I'm thinking. I don't know what step to take. I just don't know. Let me tell you something. I know that you know. And I know that you know that you know that you know. And because I know that you know, I'm going to ask you to have a real conversation with yourself. And say, for the sake of the conversation, all right, maybe I don't know, right? The real thing is, are you being still and asking, what is my next best step? The divine trying to show up in me right now. So maybe we should ask ourselves, what next step am I really afraid to take? You can ask yourself this question too. Well, you know what? I don't know. But if I did know, what would you say? If you did know the answer to the question, it's one of my favorite questions I ask a lot of my clients. I know I don't know, but if I did know, what would I say? I accidentally said that to myself. Well, if you can start to joggle your memory, joggle the mind, and get real about you know what, I want to say I love you. You know what? This relationship is over. You know what? I'm sick and tired of not exercising, not eating. Well, you know what? It's time for me to start my business. These are the kind of answers that you will joggle in your mind. You know what? It's time for me to leave this job. I'm going to put a stake in the ground and declare to myself, to my higher power, to the universe, this is who I am and this is what I believe in. And you know what? You'll stay stuck until you have that real, honest conversation with yourself. I don't say that to shame you or to blame you or make you feel bad about yourself, but I say this because these conversations together is very important, that we have a very real and honest conversation. And here's what's cool. We only have to take one step at a time, and you're not going to die. If you take that next step, you're not going to die. The next step, and then the next step, and all of a sudden you have taken 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, 100 steps, and down the road you've made all the progress. And so today I'm encouraging you to get clear about that next step that you're afraid to take. Find a support tribe to admit it to and get a great place to admit it to, and then ask them to support you and be accountable. Always, when I'm feeling like I don't know my next step, or what my next best move is, or maybe I do know, and maybe all I need is the courage to take it. Sometimes it's just a matter of sitting with our heart. We talk about the heart a lot. And sometimes we don't really sit down and figure out how to really hear our heart. You see, we have to learn how to listen to our heart. I wonder, do you have a hard time telling the difference between your head and your heart? Or maybe you follow your heart in the past and been hurt and decided, I'm not going to do that again. Or maybe you think that following your heart is just this TV Disney thing that doesn't work in the real world. I'm going to tell you the good news is you can talk to and listen to your heart. And no, you don't have to drink green juice or go gluten-free or be in the right church or read a certain religious text. The truth is, no matter what you do or don't do, you're already a divine being. You already are a divine being. And you come from a divine place. And that place communicates with you through your heart. I know that may sound like a big claim. And it is. And you can. And we'll create a relationship with your heart, which is connected to all that is. Your heart is your GPS system, your God-protecting system. It leads you in the right direction. It's just that we have misplaced listening to our heart with attachment. If this new for you, no worries. I've been teaching for years on how to hear our heart and talk to our heart. So many benefits of learning to live from our heart and get out of our head. I have some of my clients report back to me weight loss, better relationships, promotions, businesses started, fears conquered, love found. Why? Because anything is possible when you begin to really listen and follow the wisdom, the inner wisdom. Listening to your heart takes your power back. You see, the process to talk to your heart is to learn to develop a relationship with your heart. You see, some of my clients have been single moms, CEOs, spiritual seekers, teachers, best-selling authors, and many, many more. But no matter who you are, where you are, it has worked. It works because it connects you back to your inner wisdom. You see, you don't need to seek approval from the outside world because the real wisdom that you are within you. See, this heart work is powerful. And I like for you to tune into your practice and do it daily. The more you do it, the more you can hear it and develop a relationship with your heart. The heart is amazing. I love sharing information about the heart because I love when we really get this aha moment. And I want to remind you that that following your heart is not about being codependent, being addicted, being loved addict, or love avoidance. This is not what following your heart is about. It's not about that addictive impulse to need someone or to make someone else more important than yourself. That's called codependency. What normally people call wearing their heart on their sleeve is usually a codependent behavior where you're making someone else more important than you or you're making someone else your higher power and not claiming your own power. See, following your heart is following that still, calm, silent voice inside of your body. See, we got confused with love. We think as soon as we move from an open, loving, allowing space to attachment and control and manipulation, it is no longer love. The moment I feel like I need you and I can't live without you, that's not love. That's codependency. That's addiction. And it becomes everything other than love. And I know you say, but my heart be aching. I just need, I can't sleep, I can't eat, I can't drink. But that's not love. That's not your heart speaking to you in the way that you think. See, that's your heart showing you that you need to look at their inner self, because that reflection of that addiction and that codependency means there's something inside of you that still needs to be healed. And we need to go to work on it. And I told you, my story sitting in the middle of that bed, and I told God, if this love I don't want no more. God, matter of fact, stop the world and let me off. Stop the world, God, and let me off. Because this seems like a merry-go-round, and this seems like you got a cruel trick going on down here, or you put me in our people in the, what they say, in the Garden of Eden, and then you told me I can't eat from the tree. You tell me I can't have my cake and eat it too. Well, what's the sense of having that big, juicy, fat chocolate cake in front of me and I can't eat it? I don't get it, God. And I literally sat in the middle of the bed crying, profusely thinking that God had created a cruel trick. This didn't make no sense to me. How in the world could this be love? Not the way my heart, I thought, was aching. Not the way I was feeling in my body. Not the pain that I was excruciating, feeling. This could not be love, God. Told me to get my journal out. And y'all know I'm a journaler. And I practice what I preach. And I'm going to get even better at these tools. So I pulled out my journal. I began to write. And I'm profusely crying. I mean, tears everywhere. I can't even read what I'm writing because every time I write a word, my tears fly and the ink is spilling, but I'm still writing. And then God finally said, take a piece of paper and write a line down the middle. And I remember writing that line. And God said, what do you like about the relationship? And I wrote all of the things I love. The good conversation, the intellectual stimulation, and yes, the sex was good. everything was amazing when we were together. But on the other side, oh my God, didn't keep his word, a cheater, abandonment, just all kind of words I was putting on there. And then God said, when I got through writing all the stuff I felt, all the abandonment that I felt, didn't keep his word, I didn't mean anything to him, I wasn't important, all kinds of things like that. God said, when is the earliest you remember feeling that way? You see, my heart was telling me that I still needed to be healed. When somebody else breaking my heart was really me showing me that there was a place that needed to be healed. There was a void. There was something that needed to be shed light upon. And this person became my mirror to reflect what needed to be healed in me. You see, when I realized the earliest I could remember feeling that I was a little girl living in foster care, waiting on my mom to show up on my birthday, ironically, it was a very similar situation. I'm sitting waiting on him on my birthday. No call, come my wife. Guess what? 7 years old. My birthday, waiting on my mom. No come, call, all right. And I remember going to bed feeling like I wasn't important to anybody. Didn't nobody love me. I wasn't worthy, deserving, and all that good junk that I started. Guess what? And all that good junk I told myself became my story. Because the story we tell ourselves is the story we live in. And guess what? Every relationship was some reflection of my non-importance. And in that right now moment, I asked God to show me how to heal my heart. You see, following that still small voice inside my body. See, that's the area where God speaks to us. It's our wiser self. It's our higher self. It's your, what some people call intuition. It's your conscious. Your art, and whatever words we use, it really doesn't matter because there's an experience of wisdom inside us that speaks to us. But we're not used to relating to our heart. We're used to being in our heads because our head speaks very loud. We are trained, especially in the West, to listen to our heads, to think it through and be logical. But the problem or the challenges with the wisdom of the heart is linked with divine wisdom, and divine wisdom is not logical. Let me say that again. Sometimes we forget that God is not logical, that inner wisdom that Most High, however we explain this divine presence, is not logical. Divine wisdom is something that can be very illogical and outside the normal realms of time and space. So when we tap into that running and listening to our heart, then we start to dwell in a different realm. We start to dwell in a different realm. I want you to hear this, Father. Start to dwell in the realm of the divine consciousness or the divine wisdom or the divine intuition of where we go from not knowing to really risking and taking risks and seeing the fruit of our labor afterwards. We begin to get outside our comfort zone. We constantly begin to grow when we follow the presence of that wisdom. See, to really give you an experience of the heart, you got to get still and learn how to enter into that space called the heart. You see, I love teaching and sharing how to move into the heart. Because the heart is powerful and fabulous. Identifying the voice of the heart and then learning how to be. My job is to coach you in that direction because the truth is, any phenomenal, amazing coach, teacher that you look up to, all we really are signal or signposts that send you right back to your own inner wisdom. If anybody who is coaching you, assisting you, or teaching you do not send you back to your own inner wisdom, you have to ask yourself, am I really listening or being coached by the right person? Because nobody outside of you, nobody, not one person can tell you better than what's going on inside of you can tell you. You see, our job as facilitators, coaches, preachers, teachers, spiritual leaders, our job is to send you back to your inner wisdom. Sometime in the messenger. But see, it's not in the messenger, because the messenger's job, as a divine messenger of the Most High God, as I come here to be the divine messenger of love, my job is to teach you to go in to your own inner lover, your own inner wisdom. Your job is not to honor or worship Janine. Your job is to honor and worship the presence. Of the presence of God that lives in you. What did Jesus say the kingdom of heaven is within us, right? All spiritual teachings in the original text, not necessarily the manufactured state, a thousand of years later, be looking at the original teachings of all spiritual teachers. It all comes back to the wisdom inside you. You don't need permission from anybody else to follow your heart and to live your dreams and to live your purpose, because there's no better time than to do it right now. And if you're following anybody, including me, if you're listening to anybody, if you're going to any church, if you're reading any spiritual text, your job is to go into the presence of the kingdom of heaven within you and get that wisdom. That's why I wanted to make sure that I brought this back into our experience this morning. So many people were calling me about being stuck in their finances, stuck in their relationships, stuck in marriages, stuck in what direction to go. And that's because we don't know how to go within. We keep looking for the answers outside. I'm not your answer. I might be your GPS on how to get back to your inner wisdom, but that's it. Everything I say, everything I share with you, research it and ask your own divine presence. And so right now I want to remind you that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the presence of the divine that is within you is where the answer all lies. So the thing about following your heart is that it takes courage. That's why it's easy to go to a church and get caught up. Because it doesn't take any courage to do that. It's easy to come to the love journey, get caught up. It's easy to get caught up in dogma and everything. But it takes courage to follow your own heart. You see, the thing about following your heart is that courage is what is required to follow your heart. Now, when you think of the word courage, you might think about being afraid and doing it anyway. The title of one of the best-selling books, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And that's sort of an oversimplified version of what courage really is. Because if you look at courage, the root word C-O-U-R, core, which comes from the French language, and core means heart. So courage is a what? Action. Wisdom of the heart in action. It's wisdom of the heart in action. Courage is the wisdom of heart in action. So when you follow your heart, it requires courage because it scares the brain. Let me say that again. When you follow your heart, it requires courage because it scares the brain. So that's why we say unless you're in mortal danger, fear is a compass showing you where to go. So when you're scared to take that next step, when you feel stuck and you just know that you got to leave that relationship or say I love you or quit a job or start your business or write your blog or really go to the gym or whatever that next step is that you feel stuck, that survival pattern. And when you're running on survival pattern, just know that That's fear in the brain. The brain is scared to take that next step because the brain thinks you are going to die, but you're not going to die. Follow your heart. Do the heart. Because following the heart is very powerful. Find sacred time where you can spend time tapping in, listening into your heart, because when you do, amazing, miraculous synchronicity starts to show up, and there's really nothing miracle about it. It's really just normal, right? When miracles and synchronicities are, and you feel like you're in that flow, that's the natural state. What is the Latin root for prosperity? To be in the natural flow of things. To be in the flow. So when we're in that state of prosperity, in that state of flow, it's just coming from the synchronicity of being in one with the one. And if you're not in that place where there's a natural occurrence, it's because you're too much in your head. You're running on a survival pattern and allowing yourself to really play small and focus on a smaller game. It's time to the wisdom of the heart. It speaks in small synthesis. You see, when I began to tap into my heart, I remember saying, God, teach me. Teach me how to love God. But not teach me just how to love, but to teach me how to love me. Father God, Mother Earth, all the angels and all the forces of this universe come right now, because I wanted to know how to love me. I wanted to know how to be so deeply, resounding, loving, caring for me in a way that I wanted to have that feeling. You know, you ever met somebody and you like, I don't know, you know, just this feeling just go through your body. Every cell in your body is like on 100, and you just like got this energy moving through your body in ways that you can't explain. I wanted to feel that. I wanted to feel butterflies in my stomach for me. I wanted to understand what it felt like to love me for me, just me being me. And I remember standing in that shower, letting the water run on my heart. God, give me a clean heart, renew the right spirit in me. Show me how to love me, God. I wanted to fall so deeply, for lack of a better term. I wanted to be so deeply, profoundly in love with the presence of Janine. I wanted to be so lit up and so turned on that every cell in my body was reeking and reeking love. Love of myself, love of my people, love of my community. And I remember how I felt on that journey. It wasn't a lot of words that I heard. Yes, because the wisdom of the heart, it speaks in small sentences. Not very reversed, not a lot of words. Yes, no, you work it, go for it. It's simple, it's illogical. And I know it sounds illogical, and it probably don't make any sense to you until you take the action and look backwards over time, because following your heart makes sense in reverse, never going forward. I remember the speech that Steve Jobs spoke before he passed away. He said, you know, life is about connecting the dots, but the dots doesn't make sense until you look back. They don't start to connect until you look back. See, following your heart only makes sense in reverse, never going forward. So I'm encourage you today to really get present with your heart. Find some sacred time. Make this a daily practice where you tap into your heart. It's like being or having a relationship. You want to have a relationship and check in every single day with your heart. You'll be amazed what happens when you actually embody and take action and find the courage to follow your heart. It's important. It's not about being love addicted or codependent. It's just truly following that in the wisdom. And so let me remind you, even that love addicted feeling, that codependent feeling, is your heart telling you that you need to heal. You see, that pain means what? Pay attention. And well, now it's time to heal. That doesn't mean to go after, control, manipulate, try to force somebody to love you the way you want them to love you, try to force somebody to be in your life the way you want them to be in your life. No, it's about you getting still and loving you the way you want to be loved. It's about you getting still loving the presence of you as you want to be loved. And when you begin to love you the way you want to be loved, then you can teach others. You see, the best teacher is silence. Woo! I guess you didn't really get that right. That went over your head. The best teacher is silence. And what do I mean by that? You see, I don't teach you how to love me by me telling you how to love me. I teach you how to love me in the way that I treat myself. It's in the way that I treat myself. It's in the way that I move and act and respond. And those are the real teachers in life. You see, we can hear people talk a good talk, but are they able to walk that walk? We see a lot of people get out in front of a pulpit, talk a lot of talk. We see people, motivational speakers come out, inspirational speakers come out. We see people talking the talk, but can they walk the walk? See, we hear a lot of people talking about loving themselves, but are they truly being a demonstration? And the real teacher is in the silence, not in the words. In my demonstration. And you would know, because you would see my fruits. My grandmother always said, it's not in the fruit, it's in the root. Because the root is going to demonstrate through the fruit. So the root nature of me is demonstrated in what I am producing. What fruit am I producing? What fruit are you producing? I see, I could talk a good game, but am I producing a good game? Comes from the heart. Because when you really follow your heart, your fruit will really tell you. And I'm not talking about being loved, addicted, codependent. I mean really truly following the inner wisdom. And when you've done that, I want you to let me know, how has it paid off for you? What are the synchronicities and the miracles when you tapped in to that place? What happened? That's my message today. To follow the heart, the wisdom of the heart. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover. We're going to call them Khadija. I think we're about day 19 now. Woo, that means we got about 2 more days, and we're on the end of our money love challenge. But that doesn't mean that it's over. That means you continue on with your relationship with your money. Good morning, Khadija Ali. Wow. Let me check and see. Okay, yeah, people see. I'm like, because maybe Khadija not here this morning. Or maybe, can anybody hear me? All right. Let's see if Khadija is on the phone. Because, see, I'm not at home, so I don't have. Okay, thank you, caller. Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller. Well, maybe Khadija is not on the phone, so let's look. Today is. Watch your words. Good morning, Khadija.
No, actually, that was me. I was checking, but I said you all loud and clear.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Khadija.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm claiming heal. healed already. But I'm at school, so I'm about to put the mute.
Okay, baby. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, today is day 19. Watch your words. There's nothing more that stops abundance in its track quicker than the words of lack. Woo! I'm rhyming, y'all. Nothing more. Nothing more. Thank you, my baby, baby, baby. Nothing more stops us in our track than the words of lack. Today, practice speaking prosperity in your life. Turn those phrases such as, I'm broke. I'm always abundantly provided for. I'm always abundantly provided for. It's so easy to use lack words of lack. But I want our default language this morning, as we move into today's Money Love Challenge, to move into that space of using words of prosperity. Turn our phrases from I'm broken to I'm always abundantly provided for. Watch your words today. How are you speaking? You know, our money takes on the energy of our own thoughts. So if you say you broke, guess what? Your money gonna keep you broke. Because you telling your money I'm broke. Maybe you're in between blessings. Maybe I'm waiting on another blessing. But baby, broke is not the answer. So watch our words. Today is day 19. Watch your words. Wow. I just want to tell you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Watch your words, family. I love you. Watch your words, family. That is what day 19 on Money Love Challenge. And that is my message. Any questions, comments, or concerns, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, press 1. If you're on a teleconference, star 6. And let me know if there's anything you want to have any questions on or conversation about or anything you need, want, or desire, text me, no. Press 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 on the teleconference line.
Good God, well, you know I had to come in. I am Rosie J, doing
God's
every day, and I am the Wealth Doctor. You know, it's so important for us to become aware and listen to ourselves.
Come on.
You know, listen to the words that we say about ourselves and about other people. Listen to the words that we hear in our head. Because your mind is your worst enemy. Because it actually doesn't know right from wrong. It just reacts. So the problem is sometimes we're in the mode from the time we're born to just say what we think, say what we feel out loud, even if it's not the truth. So the important thing is to become aware, to listen, because it's important. The words that you say really create your future, present, time, space, and people that are in it, and things that come about. I heard this story one time about this woman who would always look at the mirror and would say, I am fat. I am so fat. God, I'm fat. You know, never say, I just love this body just the way it is. It is beautiful. Never say that I'm just all right right now. And then, you know, this same woman was always dieting and exercising and, you know, eating healthy and never dropping the weight. And the reason why she couldn't drop the weight, perhaps, was because she never saw herself as dropping weight. You know, she never saw that she was actually getting smaller. Because it starts within you to change your environment, to change your life, things that you say, produce, create. And once you start being aware of those things, words said about you out loud and in your mind, once you become aware, then you can say, that's not the truth. I am getting smaller every day. I am dropping all kinds of things every day. I am full of vim, vigor. Instead of saying, oh, I'm so tired. Because what you say is thoughts like that. God created us in his image and likeness. And in the beginning was the word. And once he said, let there be light, he said, that's good. So once you start that process of understanding that what you say creates your world, we are co-creators with the universe. And everything we say out of our mouth, every thought we have in our head has the opportunity to produce. Thoughts in mind produce in kind. Thoughts out of your mouth actually happen. And it may not happen today. But what you learn, what I've learned, is being aware of those thoughts and those words that I release into the universe. I just say, and they do not come back forward. I am Rosa J. And remember, be aware. Say good things about yourself and about other people. Even if you don't see it, you say it until it appears, because it will appear. Have a good God day. And I hope that helps somebody.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, that was Rosa J, the Love Doc, in the house, y'all. The Love Doc was in the house. All right, I want to remind you today, family, you've been tuned in to the Love Journey, the Love Experience with Janina and Indima. I'm your daily love. We want to remind you to send love to our dear sister, Zaki Alana. I didn't think she was on the line much this morning, but I want you to send her love today and remind her that she is loved. Her auntie made her transition this morning, and I want you to just send her love. Let her know she is loved, supported by the Love Journey crew, knowing that she is always able to come to this community and know she will be supported. All right, family, don't forget that Zakia Lana, her auntie, made her transition this morning. All right, you've been tuned into the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Indian, learning how to hear our hearts. What a powerful conversation. I hope that this conversation today has really taught you how to tap in into that presence of your heart and really dig into that presence and really follow the GPS of your heart. All right, family, know that you are a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember that you love. Love is a choice. And remember, family, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. I'm going to play this song, and it's dedicated to the kids. She loves this song by The Whispers. I love you. Zakiya, we love you for you, honey. May this bless your heart, your soul, and may God keep you and your family in the palm of God's hands as you journey through this experience. Know that you are loved and supported. That's so many. Love you, Zakiya. Love you, Sam.
In every way, you're part of me, all I am, all I'll ever be. If I'm weak, when I should be strong, you're my strength to carry on. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be? I wish you were real instead.